Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Pei Beis. We are holding on Daf Pei Aleph and Beis. We are at the mission on the bottom of Pei Aleph and Beis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Bar Simcha, Aleha Shalom, the Neshama Shavin Aliyah, and also by Rabbi and Rebbetzin Wechselbaum, Lizecher Nishmas, Rebbetzin Wechselbaum's father-in-law. Yeah, Tzvi, the Pinchas Yoel ben Yerachmiel Tzvi, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow, and for Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Wechselbaum's father, David ben Chana, should have Refuah Shleima b'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis, on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to talk about blood of a carbon that requires Zrika Bifnim gets mixed with the blood of a carbon that requires Zrika Bichutz. Meaning previously we spoke about blood of a carbon that requires Zrika on the top half of the Mizbech gets mixed with blood that's supposed to be thrown on the bottom half of the Mizbech. Now we're talking about blood that's supposed to be thrown on an entirely different place. It's supposed to be have a Zrika Bifnim gets mixed with blood that's supposed to have a Zrika Bichutz. The Gemara is going to discuss why doesn't Rabbi Lazar allow being Zorik the mixture and just saying Roim that whatever doesn't belong here will view it as water. After all, that's what he said when it came to Lamaila Lamata, how come you won't say the same thing when it comes to Bifnim Bechutz? Then the Gemara is going to explain the source for Rabbi Akiva that all karbanos whose dam is brought Bifnim become pasul, even though the pasuk only says Chatas. So where does Rabbi Akiva get the idea that it applies to everything and not just to a Chatas? And why is there any disagreement about that? Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about what happens to the rest of the dam if some of the dam that belongs in the Zara either goes too far in, it goes into the Heichal, or was brought Bachutz. So does that, if you have some of the dam of the Karban that was brought to the wrong place, either too far in or too far out, what happens to the rest of the dam of that Karban that remained in the Azara the entire time? The Gemara is going to explain Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that if some of the dam went Bifnim, then the dam that remains in the Azara is Kosher. Where does Rabbi Yossi Aglili get that from? And then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that basar that goes lefnim doesn't passel the rest of the basar, but basar that goes lechutz does ruin the basar that remained in the azara. That just like we have this discussion by dam of a carbon, what about basar of a carbon that's supposed to stay in the azara? And some of the basar went to the wrong place. Some of the basar went befnim. Some of the basar went bachutz. And what sort of impact does it have on the basar that stayed in the right place? The Gemara is then going to talk about why the Torah has to say that when you bring dam chatas chitzona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's pasul. Well, wait just a second. As soon as you bring it into the Heichal, it's pasul. So obviously, by the time you bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it went through the Heichal, so it already became pasul. Why do you have to tell me that if you bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's pasul? And then at the end of the daf, we discuss whether dam chatas hapanimi becomes pasul when it's brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, meaning it's supposed to be in the Heichal. When you bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, does it become pasul? And what about dam that belonged in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and was brought out? And that's going to bring us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf, Pei Aleph and Beis. You have dam of a chatos apnimios, so it's supposed to be in the Heichal, and it gets mixed with dam that's chatos achitonios, that's supposed to be, or any other carbon for that matter, that where the dam is supposed to be on the Mizbeach achitzon. So you shafchu la'ama, then you pour it all out into the drainage system. You can't do anything with it because if it's all mixed together, by bringing it bifnim, you're ruining the chatos achitzonios. By bringing it bachutz, you're ruining the chatos aplimios. It's not going to work. But nasan bachutz v'chazav nasan bifnim kosher. If you didn't ask a shayla and you went and you put some of the dam of this mixture of dam on the mizbeach chitzon, and then you put it on the mizbeach aplimi, then it is kosher. Because even though you're not allowed to be zorek this combination, this mixture of dam, if you did it, both the karban achitzon and the karban apnimi are kosher, because at the end of the day, some of the dam of the karban apnimi was thrown lefnim, and some of the dam of the karban achitzon was thrown bachutz, exactly where it belonged. Bifnim v'chazav v'nasan bachutz. But if you first did bifnim and then did bachutz, Rabbi Akiva posel. Rabbi Akiva says the karban that belongs bachutz is posel, because as soon as its dam went went lifnim, it passed the entire carbon. So it's too late when you went and you were zorik b'chutz. The carbon had already become passed when you brought the dam of the chiton bifnim. V'cham machshirim, the chum say, no, it's still going to be kosher. Again, they agree, you're supposed to pour it into the yam, you're not supposed to do any of this. But if you are zorik b'chutz and then bifnim, it's good. And if you're zorik b'fnim and then b'chutz, it's good. Sherbi Akiva omer kol damim shenichnasu l'chaper b'heichal psulin. Rabbi Akiva holds any dam that belongs b'chutz that went into the heichal passels the entire carbon and passels all the dam. The Chum mamrim chatos b'lvad. And the Chum say, no, that's a rule by a carbon chatos that the Torah is mechadesh to us about a carbon chatos. That is not a rule about all carbonos. Rabbi Eliezer omer af ha'osham. Rabbi Eliezer says, I agree, it's not all carbonos, but it's also not just chatos. It's chatos and asham. Shenemar kachatos ka'asham. So we'll elaborate on that machlokas soon. So says Gemara v'nifal gnami Rabbi Eliezer b'ha. How come Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Mishnah about dam that's supposed to be on the top of the chutah sikra with dam that gets mixed with dam that's supposed to be below the chutah sikra? Rabbi Eliezer says the concept of roim, just put the dam in both places and you'll view the dam that's in the wrong place as if it's mayim. How come Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say the same thing over here, that you could just lichachila put the dam in both places and say whatever dam achiton is being brought bifnim, it's just water, just treat it as if it's mayim and it's not a problem? So says Gemara, because hechi lavid, what do you want to do? In what order would you like to be zorik this dam? Nesav b'chutz, you want to first put the dam on the mizbeach achiton v'hadar nesav lifnim, and then you want to bring it to the mizbeach apnimi? Well, kashem shemitzvah lahaktim elyonim letachtonim kach mitzvah lahaktim pnim lechutz. Just like you have a mitzvah to first place, if you have dam that belongs to the maile mechutah sikra and dam that belongs to the mata mechutah sikra, there's a requirement to first take care of the lamaile mechutah sikra dam and then do the lamata one. So too, we have a mitzvah to be maktim pnim lachutz. Karbanos whose dam belongs inside have to be taken care of before karbanos whose dam belongs outside, because the karbanos at pnimim are more chashva karbanos. So the Avnineza raises the kasha. He says, so what? You have to be makdim pnim l'chutz. That's the chachila, because the carbon pnim is more chashuv. But if that's going to cause a psul of the dam and it's going to ruin the whole carbon, so then you certainly shouldn't do that just because of a din of kedima. We sacrifice dinim of kedima when the other option is going to be to ruin the whole thing. How do I know that? Says the Avnineza. Gemara brachos daf chavchas. Tfilas mincha is kodem l'tfilas musav, because it's tadir. Tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem. So mincha should come before. If you didn't daven musaf yet, and it's already the zman mincha, you daven mincha before musaf. But Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to daven musaf after sheva shos b'yom. And if you're in a situation where davening mincha is going to make you lose the zman musaf, and therefore you're not going to be able to daven musaf, so then daven musaf first, because you're not going to sacrifice the whole thing just because of a din of kedima. So asks the Avnineser, why don't we say the same thing over here? The Gemara is saying, oh, it's impossible for us to be zorik b'chutz first and then lefnim, because the lefnim has to come first. Not if it's going to ruin everything. So the Avnineser says that we're not talking about a case over here where the damim is actually mixed with each other in the same kos. We're talking about shtei kosos, and you can't identify what is what. So in this case, really there is a din of which one is supposed to go where. So you're not going to to pasul biyadayim, something that is not inherently problematic. It's just a chisaron yediya that we have, that we just don't know what belongs where. That we're not going to go so far. A further kasha the Chazon Ish raises, that the kohen that's omid b'chutz next to the mizbeach achitzon has this dam, this combination of dam, and we tell him that he should first put the dam bifnim because the carbon pnimi is more mekudosh. What about ein mavir nal mitzvos? So yeah, there are dinim of kedima, but there's also ein mavir nal mitzvos. He's right by the mizbeach achitzon. So we say, no, don't do anything. Go bifnim, and that, so he's passing up a mitzvah. So says the Chazon Ish, you see from here that whenever you have a din of kedima, that overrides ein mavir nal mitzvos. That ein mavir nal mitzvos is a klal. We have a lot of different klalim in halacha. You always always have to figure out when one klal goes against the other one. So Tadir v'sheinu Tadir would override Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos. Mekudosh v'einu Mekudosh would override Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos. So anyway, so the Gemara is saying, what do you want Rabbi Elazar to say? To first bring the dam b'chutz and then b'fnim, you can't do that. So, okay, maybe do the opposite. V'nesav l'fnim v'hadr nesav l'chutz. Why don't we first bring the dam l'fnim and then bring up a chutz? Because according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah tells that the dam of the rest of the korbanos, other than chatas and asham, is not going to be possible if you bring it lefnim. So it shouldn't be a problem to first take care of the dam lefnim, as long as it's not a chatas and an asham, right? Rabbi Elazar was the third sheet in our Mishnah. He said chatas and asham is a problem. That if you bring the dam lefnim, you're ruining it, and you're not going to be able to bring bachutz. But any other korban, you should be allowed to do that. So says Mar, yeah, you can, but kivendika chatas v'asham. Since had the dam achiton been a chatas or an asham, that solution is not an untenable solution. So that's why Rabbi Elazar can't just say roin, meaning enochinami. If we're a dam of any other carbon, he would say roin. If we're a dam of any other carbon, we're bringing the dam b'fnim doesn't automatically ruin the carbon. He would say, okay, just bring all the dam b'fnim, be zorik the dam b'fnim, and whatever dam is really dam achiton, roin ki'ilu, it's mayim and it's fine, and then be zorik the dam b'chutz, then do the matan dam b'chutz. But he can't say that, because had it been a chatos or an asham, that's not a solution. Had it been a chatos or an asham, by bringing the dam b'fnim, you're ruining the entire carbon. Okay, shayu Rabbi Akiva Omer. So Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that any carbon that belongs b'chutz, where you bring the dam into the heichal, it passels the entire carbon. So where does he get that? Again, let's be mindful. The Torah says that if you bring dam of a chatos hachitzon b'fnim, it ruins the entire carbon, it ruins all of the dam. It does not say it by any other carbon. So we have three opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said, it's true of all carbonos. The Chum said, no, it's true of chatas and only chatas. And Rabbi Lazar said, it's true of chatas and asham. So I'm Rabbi Dom Shmuel, Mashal Ma'adav Doma. If you want to understand Rabbi Akiva's shita that it applies to all carbonos, I'll give you a Mashal. Let's say he had a Talmud that was taken care of his Rebbe, and he was diluting his wine with warm water, and then the master said, the Rebbe said, do me a favor, do a meziga for me, and he said, well, what should I do? Should I do with warm or should I do with cold? You were already doing b'chamin, so obviously I wouldn't ask you unless there was something that I was trying to ask you new that you weren't already doing before. So therefore, when I mentioned it again, so obviously I mean to say that bitzonein right now, that b'chamin, I didn't need to ask you. You were already covering that. So how does that relate to us? Hachanami, michti, b'chatas, askinan va'asi. The Parsha was already talking about a korban chatas. It says, zos toras achatas in Parsha Sav. Chatas to kosav rachmana, lamali. So why then does the Torah have to mention that if you bring the dam of a chatas lefnim, it's going to be possible? I know we're talking about a chatas. Ella, so it must be from the fact that the Torah said chatos again, it's coming to be mechadesh, that something new that it wasn't talking about before. Lav chatos kaminala ela kol kachim. So what's it coming to be mechadesh? All kachim, that any carbon that you bring the dam into the heichal is going to be possible. Not any kachim that belongs b'chutz, that you bring the dam into the heichal, it's going to be possible. So Maskar of Huna Breda of Shur, of Huna Breda of Shur challenges, Michti Israbu kol kachim l'gabim mizbeach linyan Mariko Ushtifa. Wait, in that same parsha, we already include all other kachim as far as the din of Mariko Ushtifa is concerned, of kashering out the kelim. Chatos to kosav rachman alam ali. So then why does it only mention the din of bringing the dam lefnim by a carbon chatas, shmamina chatas in midiachrin alo? You know why the Torah identified chatas? Because the parsha started out by only talking about chatas, but then when it got to Mariko Shtifa, it related to all carbonos. So therefore, when it told me the din of bringing lefnim, it had to limit it to chatas to let me know this does not apply to all carbonos. It only applies to chatas. So v'olo damya ella, and you want to compare it to something, you like mashalim of talmidim serving the rebbeim. So le talmid shamazag le rab. Rabbo, Bein Becham Bein Mitzonein. It's more like a Talmud that was being Mosei Kosos for his Rebbe, both Becham and Mitzonein. So Amalo, Altim Zogli Elachamin. And then the master said, no, no, don't use both, only use one. I'm limiting you. So too, the Torah was telling us any karban is subject to Mariku Shtifa. Oh, but as far as the psul of bringing into the Heichal, that's only Chatas. It's limited to Chatas. So bottom line is, we try to explain, where does Rabbi Akiva get the idea that any karban whose blood, any karban achiton whose blood goes into the Heichal is going to be pasul? It only says Chatas in the Torah. It doesn't say all other karbanos. So we had one suggestion, is the fact that the Torah had to single out Chatos when we're already talking about Chatos must be that it's trying to be expansive, but we rejected that suggestion. El time with Rabbi Akiva, so a second suggestion where Rabbi Akiva gets this from is mi Chatos v'kol Chatos, that there's a riboy in the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't just say Chatos, it says v'kol Chatos. Titanya Chatos, ain't the other Chatos. I would only know this din of bringing the dam into the Eichel, passels it by a Chatos. Kache kachem minayin, how do I know the other kache kachem are likewise pasled when you bring the dam lefnim? Tamalomar kol chatas. The riboy of kol tells me other kachim kachim as well. Kachim kalim minayin, how do I know that the din is even true of kachim kalim? That if you bring the dam into the eichel, it's going to pasle it. Tamalomar v'kol chatas. So divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's where Rabbi Akiva gets it from. That any korban kachim 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 kalim, any korban that's supposed to be bachitzon, and you bring the dam into the heichal, it's going to ruin it. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, says back to him, Afilu atamar b'kol yom kulo eni shomei alach. I'm not listening to you. I don't believe any of your ribuyim over here relate to this din of bringing the dam lefnim. Ella, I would darshan the pasuk of where you're darshaning all other karbanos of bringing dam lefnim is going to ruin it, that those ribuyim are not about all other karbanos. They're about all types of chatas that you bring the dam lefnim, that it's going to ruin it. Chatas, in the other chatas yachid. Had it only said chatas, I would think only a chatas yachid is included. Chatas tzibur minayin. How do I know that a chatas tzibur is also included? Tam lomar, kol chatas. In the other chatas zachar, I would only know a male carbon chatas. Chatas nekeva minayin. Tam lomar, vikol. So the very source that you're using, all these ribuyim that you, Rabbi Akiva, want to use to teach that all karbanos are included in this din, that if you bring the dam into the Eichel, it's going to ruin it. I say it's only about Chatas. And all of the Ribuyim are about different types of Chatas, but it does not expand outside of Korban Chatas. So says Mar, but wait, just a detail in the way Rabbi Yossi Aglili expressed himself. He said, I would only know Zachar, Chatas Nekeva Minayin. That seems a little bit strange. Klape Laya, that seems a little bit backwards. Why would Rabbi Yossi Aglili assume that the Pashtus of the word Chatas is a male Chatas, and only from Vikol I learn Nekeva? Adraba, a stam chatos is a nekeva. So it should have said that only nekeva. So Elohachi Kamar. So he says, okay, yeah, well, that's what he meant. Ainli Elohachatos nekeva. What he meant to say is, from the Pashtos of the Pasuk, I only would have known a chatos nekeva. Chatos zachar minayin, tamalomer v'kol chatos. How does he know chatos zachar? Because it says v'kol chatos. V'sov Rabbi Yossi Aglili, haikra lahachi udasa. But wait just a second, says the Gemara. You're telling me that that's what Rabbi Yossi Aglili does with the Pasuk of v'kol chatos? That it's there to teach me about every type of chatas where the dam is brought bifnim, that it's going to passel it? But we have a Taras Kohanim, Bryson, Taras Kohanim, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili uses that pasuk to tell me something else. Vatanya, the Bryson tells us, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omer, kol inyan kulo eino medabra el beparman asrafim asirman asrafim, that the pasuk is really talking about the chatos apnimios, where the dam belongs bifnim. But then a psul happened, and the Torah is telling us lisrof psulehen abes habira, that you're supposed to burn it in a place in the azara called the beis habira, because the pasuk says bakodesh beish tisareif, and not to burn it chutz l'sholosh machnos like you would by like you would when it's brought bekashrus. V'lama belosase alechilaso, and it's to tell me that there's an isra of losase. There's a losase on eating from the meat, whether it's of the chatos apnimios, whether they're kosher or possibly not allowed to eat from the meat. So Amlo the Chum said, according to you, that the pasuk is not talking about a chatos chitzona whose dam became possible when it was nichnas lefnim. Chatos shenichnas dam lefnai v'lefnim minayin. How do I know a chatos whose dam goes lefnai v'lefnim that it's going to be possible? Amr lahem hein lohuva. Rabbi Yosef Glili says that I learned from a different pasuk. It says hein lohuva es dam el hakodesh pnima achol tochlu oso. So Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Aaron a Kohen in that pasuk, why didn't you eat the seer chatos of Rosh Chodesh, which is the chatos chitzona? After all, I didn't notice the dam going lefnim, so it never became possible. So we see from that pasuk that had the dam gone lefnim, Moshe Rabbeinu would not have been wondering why didn't you eat from this chatos, because then it would have been obvious that it would be it would be possible. So the Gemara is asking, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yosef Glili darshens the pasuk v'kol chatos asher yuva midama to tell me that a chatos chitzona whose dam is brought lefnim becomes possible? In this price, Rabbi Yosef Glili does not explain the pasuk to be talking about a chatos chitzona at all. He thinks that pasuk is talking about a chatos apnimis. So says one of the dvar of Rabbi Kiva Kamar. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef Glili is talking to Rabbi Kiva in Rabbi Kiva's own language. He's saying, look, I don't touch the whole pasuk the way you're touching it. I think this pasuk is about a chatos pnimis. I don't think it's about a chatos chitzona at all. But afilu l'shitascha, that it's about a chatos chitzona, it should still only be about a chatos and should not be about other kabbalos. Maybe all the ribuyim are only about other types of chatos. Okay, new mission now. Chatos kibbutz dam b'shnei kosos. Let's say you're mekabel the dam of a carbon chatos, a single carbon chatos, but you use two kosos. So some of the dam is in kos A, some of the dam is in kos B. Yotza echen mein l'chutz. Kos A goes outside of the azara and therefore becomes pasul. So what about the dam that remained in kos B, that never left the azara, that remained exactly where it's supposed to be? Sapnimi kosher. Whatever is left in the azara, the dam that's left in the other kos in the azara is perfectly kosher, and you could do the matnos dam and the mizbeach with that dam, no problem. Nichnas echen mein l'fnim. If one of the kosos went lefnim, Rabbi Yosef Glili machshir b'chitzon, which is also not okay. It's not supposed to go lefnim. It's supposed to remain in the azara. It's not supposed to go into the heichal. So Rabbi Yosef Glili says the dam that remained in the azara is perfectly kosher. But in this case, the chacham posled. In this case, the chacham say, look, if one of the kosos of dam went b'chutz, the dam that remained in the azara, I'm fine with. But if one of the kosos of dam went into the heichal, no, then the dam that remained in the azara is going to be problematic. So Or is subject to machlokas, Rabbi Yosef Glili and the Chachamim. So I'm Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, I'll make a kal v'chomer. Uma'im b'makom shamachshava poseles b'chutz. When a person has a machshava while they're doing the carbon to bring it b'chutz, to bring it outside of the area where it's supposed to go, it passels the carbon. And so we see that chutz is a really bad thing. Lo asa esa meshuyer kayotze. And yet, when half of the dam of the carbon went b'chutz, we're all in agreement that the dam that remained bifnim is perfectly fine. Well, makom shena machshava pusales bifnim, in a place that's too far bifnim, the heichal, when you have bad machshavas about that, when you have machshavas during your akrav of the carbon that you want to bring some of the carbon too far into the heichal, it does not ruin the carbon. So we see that it's not so bad. Bifnim is not so bad. Say in the din shelo nasas amashuyer kenichnas. So then all the more so. We should not say that just because some of the dam went bifnim, that's going to be powerful enough to ruin all of the dam, even the dam that remained in the azara. So what we're essentially saying is, chutz is much worse than pnim. So if you're going to tell me, meaning what we learned from the world of machshava is that chutz is worse than pnim, because a machshavas chutz ruins a karban. A machshavas pnim does not ruin a karban. So if the halacha is that when you have some of the dam that went too far lachutz, that the dam that remained in the right place is okay, then for sure if you have some of the dam that went too far lefnim, the dam that remained in the right place should be okay. So the Mishnah explains that nichnas lechaper afal pishlo kiper pasul. That if you bring dam into the heichal to be mechaper, to actually sprinkle it on the mizbeach apnimi, then even if you didn't actually do that, it's still going to be possible. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad sheichaper. Rabbi Shimon says no, only if you actually use it on the mizbeach apnimi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im im hichnis shogeg kosher. That if the dam went bifnim, but you did it b'shogeg, the carbon is still going to be kosher. Kol adamim psulin, all dam that's pasul, like dam that went outside of the azara, or dam chatos chitzona that went bifnim to be mechaper. Shenitnu al gabei hamizbech, that you then put on the mizbech, lahurtza tzitz. The tzitz does not make it that works for a kapara for the bailim. Meaning the dam is pasul, you weren't allowed to throw it on the mizbech anymore, and if you did, it doesn't do anything, it does not help the bailim, there's no kapara with this carbon. Ela al hatame, shatzitz meratz al hatame, vein meratz al yotze. The only thing that tzitz works for, the fact that the Kohen Gadol has this tzitz, is if it were a problem of tumah. That if there's a problem of tumah, so the tzitz smooths over such problems and makes it that the carbon is still meratze, that the guy still gets his kapara. But other psulim that you have with dam are not going to be covered by the tzitz, are not going to be helped by the tzitz. The Gemara Menachos explains why. Because the Torah tells us that the tzitz does something, that it's meratze for something. So we have to figure out for what? For what kind of psul does the tzitz help for? So tumah is the lowest hanging fruit, because we know that the psul of tumah is more kal than other psulim, because there's an exception to the psul of tumah, and that is tumas hutra b'tzibur, that if the whole tzibur is tumah, you're allowed to go ahead and bring karbanos. So we see that we're more willing to compromise on the psul of tumah than we would be with other psulim. So mimela, if the tzitz is going to be meratza for something, it's going to be the psul of tumah, it's not going to be other psulim. Okay, so now the Gemara explains the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that if you have you were mekabel the dam of a single carbon in two separate kosos, and one of the kosos went lefnim, the other kos that remains bachutz is kosher. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi Aglili explains himself. Kal v'chomer, he says, I have a simple kal v'chomer to tell me that the dam that remained in the right place is going to be kosher when the other cup of dam went lefnim. If the halacha is that dam that chutz is a much more sensitive and problematic place, and haraya when you have a machsheves chutz it ruins all carbon, and yet if some of the dam of your carbon went bachutz, we all agree that the dam that remains in the azar is kasher. So makom shein machsheva poselas b'fnim, which is not such a terrible place. Because as evidence from the fact that if you have a machsheves pnim, it doesn't ruin a carbon, say in the din shel yisul dam shebifnim and shebichutz. So some of the dam actually going bifnim should not ruin the dam that remained where it belongs. So Amrullah, the Chamin responded, Hareyu omer asher yuva midama, afilu mitzas dama. But the Pasuk says, asher yuva midama, lo moed l'chad b'kodesh lo teyach al beishti saref. So the Torah says that if its dam is brought inside, it ruins it. That implies even some of its dam. So your svar is good, but there's a pasuk. So Amalehem, Rabbi Yossi clearly responds, that's a yidash in the pasuk, that a coast that's nichnas lefnim pasuls a coast that remains bachutz. Kal v'chomer liyotze, we should make therefore a kal v'chomer, that if, meaning maybe in a chinami, that's what the pasuk is telling me, that if I have two cups of dam that are both holding dam from the same carbon, and one of them goes lefnim, that it's going to ruin the other one, it's going to ruin the one that remained in the azara. But then you should make the following kal v'chomer, that kal v'chomer liyotze, that if one of them went bachutz, it should all the more so pasul, and we all agreed that if one of the cups went bachutz, it's going to be kosher. But kal v'chomer liyotze, I can make the following kal v'chomer. If pnim, which we know is not as bad, because we know that when you have a machsheves pnim, it does not ruin a carbon. Yet actually, you're telling me there's a pasuk that if I bring some of the dam b'fnim, it ruins all of the dam. So makom shemachshav poselas b'chutz, eino din sheyifsal dam shebchutz as shebifnim. Then chutz, which is much worse, as evidence from the fact that if you have a machsheves chutz, it ruins the whole carbon. Then the halacha should be that if you bring some of the dam b'chutz, it should ruin all the dam that remained where it belongs. So Amalel, the Chum said back, Hareyu Omer Asher Yuva Hanichnas Posel Veina Yotze Posel. What do you want from me? Pasuk says Asher Yuva, that if you bring dam too far in, that will passel the carbon. Pasuk never said that if you bring some of the dam too far out, that it passels the carbon. So that's just the way it works. So ask the Gemara, okay, so now you've proven to me that dam, that some of it went lefnim, will passel whatever dam remains in the right place, whereas if some of the dam that went outside of the Azara will not passel the dam that remains in the Azara. Zara, so maybe we should make the following Kal V'chomer. V'tei machshava b'fnim posels mikal v'chomer. Maybe we should make a new din, that when a person is doing the avodas of HaKorban and he has a machshava of pnim, he has a machshava to bring the korban to at the time of the avodas HaKorban to be zorik the dam b'fnim, maybe that should ruin the korban. Meaning we were working with the premise up until now that chutz is a much worse problem than pnim, as evidence from the fact that if you have a machsheves chutz while you're doing the avodah, it ruins the karban. But a machsheves pnim, we never heard of that it ruins the karban. So says Mar, maybe it should. Maybe machsheves pnim should ruin the karban. Because think about it. Umab machshelo pasul dam bechutz eshe b'fnim. Machsheva poselas bechutz. If the halacha of dam is that we're suggesting is correct, that dam, that some of it went bechutz, is not going to ruin the part that remained in the Azara, isn't that evidence that chutz is not as bad as pnim? Some of the dam goes b'fnim, it ruins the whole carbon. Some of the dam goes b'chutz, and the carbon is still kosher. The rest of the dam is still kosher. So maybe that tells you that the starting point is that chutz is not quite as bad as pnim. And yet, if I have a machsheves chutz, I know apostles the carbon. So therefore, it doesn't stand to reason. Makom shapostle dam shebifnim is dam shebichutz. Pnim, which is much worse, because the dam bifnim ruins the dam shebichutz. Einu din shetei machshava poselas bifnim. So maybe kal v'chomer, a machsheves pnim should ruin the carbon. So says Gemara, no. Hareyu omer, when it talks about a bad machshava, the pasuk says bayom ashlishi. So from the word shlishi, we learn that a machshava of chutz will only pass the korban if it's a makom shei mishulish b'dam b'basar b'emurim. If the place that you thought about bringing the korban is a place that's ratui for all three elements of a korban, the zrikas adam, the eating the basar, and the akhtar of the emurim, and that's only true outside of the azara, because in shas heter bamos it was mutter to do all three of those things outside of the azara. So since it says shlishi, that teaches me that you know what kind of a machshava of a chutz Kama was going to ruin a karban, a machshava in a place where all three of those things can sometimes happen. But in the Heichal, all three of those things cannot sometimes happen, because you can't do Akhtaras Emurim in the Heichal, and you can't do Achilas Basar Kachim in the Heichal. So Mimela, that's not called a psul of Chutz Mekomo. So it says, Mavalote machshava poselas, bachutz mikal v'chomer. So maybe I'll make a different kal v'chomer. Maybe there should be no problem of machshavas chutz, because umam makom shapasul dam shebifnim es shebachutz. Ein machshava poselas, if pnim is much worse than chutz, as evidence from the fact that some of the dam going b'fnim ruins the whole carbon, and yet a machsheves pnim doesn't ruin the carbon. So ein machshava poselas b'fnim shelo pasal dam makom shelo pasal dam shebechutz as shebifnim ein odin shelo ye pasal machshava b'chutz. So then I should make the kal v'chomer that chutz, which is not as bad because some of the dam going b'chutz does not ruin the whole carbon, so maybe a machsheves chutz should not ruin the carbon. So says Mar, the Tamalomer, shlishi chutz l'zmano, pigul chutz l'mekomo. There is something that gets ruined by having a machsheva of chutz l'mekomo. So it's got to be either b'fnim or b'chutz. So I know from the word shlishi that it must be b'chutz. So that's so you can't make any kal v'chomer that goes against the pasuk. The pasuk tells me that there's a psul called a machsheva chutz l'mekomo. Okay, basar hayotze lechutz, pasul. So meat of the carbon that goes outside of where it belongs is pasul. But a nichnas lefnim, kosher. The Bryce explains, but basar that goes too far in, it goes into the heichal, is going to be kosher. Sheyehe badin shapasul. I would have thought that maybe it should be pasul, because umab b'makom shelo pasul dam shebechutz es shebefnim. If outside of the azara, dam that went outside of the azara does not ruin the dam that remained in the azara, basar hayotze lechutz pasul, and yet basar that goes lechutz is still going to be pasul. Makom shapasul dam shebefnim es shebechutz. Dam that goes into the heichal will ruin even the dam that's in the azara. So you see that the heichal is much worse. So basar nichnas befnim and yodin sheyifsal. So therefore, I would think that basar that goes into the heichal is much worse. Should all the more so be pasul. So Reu Omer. That's why the pasuk says midama. Dama v'lo basar. That no, there is a problem of pnim, but that's only a problem of bringing dam bifnim. Basar bifnim is not a problem. So it says, well, kal v'chomer me'ata. Once you have a pasuk that tells me that basar that goes bifnim is not pasul, so maybe I'll make the following kal v'chomer. The apostle that goes b'chutz should not be possible either. Uma makom she possible dam she b'fnim es she b'chutz. If dam b'fnim is more chamur, and because it, when you bring some of the dam b'fnim, it ruins the dam that remains in the azara. So basar nichnas l'fnim kasher, and yet basar that goes l'fnim is going to be kasher. So basar brought to the very worst place for these purposes for pasulin karban, which is b'fnim, is still going to be kasher. So makom shlo pasul dam shebechutz es shebefnim. So chutz liazara, which is not such a highly sensitive place, haraya, if you bring some of the dam chutz liazara, the rest of the dam is still okay. So then I should say kal v'chomer that basar yotzi l'chutzeinu din shekasher. That basar that goes to this place, which is not so bad, that goes chutz liazara, should not ruin it. So arei omer ubasar besad shreifa lo sochelu kivin shiasa basar chutz mechitzasu nesar. Now there's a pasuk that tells me that basar that goes outside of its mechitza, outside of where it belongs, becomes asur. So Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa that pnima, the pasuk says pnima, in liela pnima. I would only learn from here that dam becomes pasul when you bring it into the kodesh hakadoshim. Heichol minayin? How do I know that the dam becomes pasul even when you bring? Meaning, the whole premise of this discussion is that the dam doesn't belong in the heichol. Question: what the whole discussion was? Once I brought some of it into the heichol, what about the dam that wasn't brought into the heichol? But the premise is that dam that's brought into the heichol is pasul, right? So now we're going to discuss where that premise comes from. The dam that goes into the heichal is pasul. Pasuk says, "Pnima, you're not allowed to bring it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim." I would only know Kodesh HaKadoshim. Heichal minayin. How do I know that even if you bring the dam into the heichal, it's pasul? The dam of Karbanos that belong on the Mizbech HaChitzon, if it's brought into the heichal, it's pasul. Tamalomar, Ela Kodesh Pnima. That's why it says, Ela Kodesh, that's the heichal, and then Pnima is Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you have two phrases, one to tell me Kodesh, and one to tell me Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'yomer Kodesh Val Yomer Pnima. Why not just say Kodesh and then you don't need to tell me Pnima? Because obviously if dam is brought into the Heichal, that's too far in and then we'll passel it. So then obviously if it's brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we'll passel it. Amarava Bazev Limelzeh. Yeah, the word Pnima teaches me what Kodesh means. Meaning, had I not had the word Pnima, I would have thought that Kodesh only means into the Heichal and does not mean into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's why I would have said the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that it only means dam brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is possible, but not into the Heichal. So I need two words to tell me that that even in the second most holy place, the dam becomes possible. Yeah, and don't think that that's a strange limud. Midadava atosha v'sachir, very similar to the pasuk that tells me that a kohen is not allowed to give his eved ivri his truma based on the and it talks about two types of eved ivri, a toshav and a sachir. So Tanya, the brisa tells us, Toshav is a konukin nolam. A toshav is an eved ivri that he has forever, that already had the piercing of the ear and decided to stick around forever. Sachir is a konukin yishanim. A sachir is an eved ivri that he's only got for 6 years. So yomer toshav al yomer sachir. Why not just tell me that even an eved that you have forever, is not allowed to eat your truma? Vani yomer konukin yinolam eno ochel konukin yishanim lo kolshkein. And then it will be self-evident that if even an eved that's sticking around forever is not allowed to eat my truma, then for sure an eved that's only here for 6 years is not allowed to eat my truma. So ilukeinu yisyomer, if it only would have said toshav, I would have said toshav zeh kanu kinyan shanim. I would have said that the word toshav means a someone who's only there for a few years. Aval kanu kinyan olam yehei ochel. I would have assumed that someone who's there forever does get to eat truma. So basachir v'limin al toshav zeh kanu kinyan olam zeh kanu kinyan shanim ve'eino ochel. That's why I needed both words to be used so that I can know to teach that one is about a kanu kinyan olam, the other one's about a kanu kinyan shanim, and neither of them are allowed to eat your truma. So amalei Abaye says, well, Bishlam, Ahasam, Treguf, Ininu. At least over there, Toshav and Sachir are talking about two separate people, and both dinim are true, right? Meaning there's a din that a Toshav is not allowed to eat your truma, there's a din that a Sachir is not allowed to eat your truma, and there are two different categories of people. So it's true, once I know that the guy that's there forever is not allowed to eat my truma, I could have figured out from a Kal V'chomer that the guy that's only there for a few years can't eat my truma, but that's not Milsadasi B'Kal V'chomer Talk V'Kasav L'Akra. Sometimes the Torah will tell me that which I could have figured from a Kal V'chomer. Elahacha, but over here about dam that becomes pasul when it's brought lifnim, kiven de ifsal beheichal lifnai v'lifnim my bayi. It already became pasul when it goes into the heichal. We're talking about the same dam. So I need two words in a pasuk to tell me about the same dam that goes into the heichal and then into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that it becomes pasul when it goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Of course it becomes pasul. It had already become pasul in the heichal. Elam rabbi lenitzcha el derech meshupash. No, it must be talking about if you brought into into the Kodesh HaKadoshim through Gagan Valios, and you never brought it into the Kodesh. You somehow bypassed the Kodesh. Amle Rava Va'avak Sivei. But it says Hava'a, the Asher Yuva Midama, Hein Lo Huva Esdama. So that sounds like it was brought in the normal way. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, Kol Midi Duchashva Lefnai V'Lefnim Lo Mifsal Beheichel. Any time you have a Kavana to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to be mazed the dam there, such dam does not get possible when it goes into the Heichal. Regular dam of Chatos Chitzonios will become possible when it goes into the Heichal. But if you had a Machshava to bring it Lefnai V'Lefnim, then it does not become possible in the Heichal till it goes Lefnai V'Lefnim. Final thing, Bay Rava, Paral and Davishal Tzibur Siravil Chavim, where it belongs, the Matan Dam is supposed to be in the Parochas and the Mizveach Zav in the Heichal. Sheikhim Sam Lefnai V'Lefnim, but you brought it all the way into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mahu, Mi Amrina Lekodesh Pnima, Kalecha Tekrin, Lekodesh Kreen Bei Pnima. Do we say that only dam that becomes possible when it's brought into the Heichal will become possible when it's brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Kalecha Tekrin, Lekodesh Lekrin Pnima. But where any dam that would not become possible when brought into the Heichal does not become possible in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Al Dilma Shlomim Kamenu. Or do I say, no, you brought it too far in? Vimtim Shlomim Kamenu. And if you're going to tell me I brought it too far in, Parvisul Shema Kapurim, Shizim Yidamin Alabadim, Votzion Lehechal, Vichnisan Mahu. What about the part that belongs to Lefnai V'Lefnim, and you brought it to Lefnai V'Lefnim, and then you brought it out, and then you brought it back in? Mi Amrin Mekamanu, do we say it's in the right place? Because some of it does go to Lefnai V'Lefnim, Odim Lehol V'Nafak Nafak. Or maybe no, maybe once you brought it out, it's out. Vimtim Shlomim Hol V'Nafak Nafak. And if you're going to say that once it's out, it's out, He's a Midaman al Parochas. If you were Maza on the Parochas, V'Otzi on the Mizbeach, and then you brought it toward the east, toward the Mizbeach, so V'Chnisan, and then you brought it back to between the Parochas and the Mizbeach, Mal, Hachavadei Chad Makamu, do we say that that's the same place? You're still in the same Heichal. O Dilma Yitzia Karina Bey, or maybe the fact that you made a movement toward the outside is enough to ruin it. Take who the Gemara leaves that unresolved. As from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the two dots on the top of Pei Gimel Aleph. Have a great day and a good Shabbos, everybody.